The following shiur has been presented by Rav Daniel Nosenshuk, Rabbinic Coordinator at the OU, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The Gemara Daf Ayin Aleph, Amr Aleph, talks about, the Mishnah discusses how to properly close a deal with a guy when he wants to purchase wine. Zok the Mishnah, Hamoicher Yenai Lo'ivit Keichavim Pasak Ashley Madad Tom of Mutarim Madad Ashley Pasak Tom of Asurim. One who sells wine to a guy needs to fix the price prior to measuring, pouring, or bottling the wine. If the price was fixed prior to measuring the wine, measuring the amount of wine being sold, then the money given is permitted. If, however, madad ashlei pasak, if they already poured the wine and then they fixed the price, then the money given, the payment, is forbidden. It's considered tamei yayin nesach. It is asur bahano. The Gemara explains the reason why we have to fix the price prior to the purchase is because in absence of a fixed price, the buyer, over here the guy, is not semich das. And therefore, whatever kinyan will be used is not completely, he will not completely be semich on. He won't have a semich das for that kinyan. And therefore, the kinyan will only actualize when he opens the wine, he touches the wine. So therefore, we require in the Mishnah to first fix the price, and only then can the kinyan that we're employing work. There's a machlokes in the Gemara between Amemar and Ravashi about which kinyan that our Mishnah is talking, our Mishnah is referring to. Amemar says that the kinyan our Mishnah is referring to is the kinyan Mashicha. And even though that there was no Mashicha done, but the Mashicha still requires a smichas das of the fixed price. Ravashi says the king is a king in kesef, and that for sure requires the smichas das of the amount of kesef that's going to be given. So for Ravashi, how do I know that the guy is not kind of the king of Mashicha? Amar Ravashi min amin ala do amar lahu rav lahanau sav yusof ki kailisu chamra lo'evdi keichavim shakilu zuzu minayil v'hadar kailanuhu. If you're going to pour wine for a guy, so first take money from them, like our Mishnah says, and then pour the wine, and then sell you, and then make the sale. V'ilayna kitu b'hadayu zuzi, if they're not carrying any cash on them, then oizfinu, then you should go, you should loan them money, v'hadar shakilu minayil, and then they should give you a king in kesef with the money that you've loaned them. And subsequently, you should then pour the wine for them, you should then bottle the wine for them. Ki heichit dehavi halva gabayu. In order that should be a loan, the ilo havdisu hachi, if not going to do this, ki kahavi yainesach bishu saichu kahavi, vichishaklisu dme yainesach kashaklisu. And then once, if we have not done that, then the wine is already in their possession. The wine will then become Isuri Hanal, will be Ayin Nesech, and then the seller cannot take the money, it's going to be Demei Ayin Nesech, it will be Asur Bahano. The Paiskim learn, the Paiskim make a few Diyukim in this Gemara Lahalacha. Here are a few of them. There are a number of Halachas to be learned from this Gemara, and a few of them can be found in the following paiskim. In the Sefer Shaar Mishan Bahalacha, he uses this Gemara, this Maisa, with Rav's agents that he used to sell the wine in two different places. First, in Simen Kuf Yadalin, Sefkot and Yadalin, in Hilchas Mechiras Chametz, he quotes the Marsham in his Agai Shulchan Aruch, B'negei to Mechiras Chametz. Lahalacha, we employ many kinyanim in Mechiras Chametz. As we see in our Gemara, there's a question of which kinyan is kind of for a guy. Is a guy kind of with? And therefore we make a number of kinyanim. One of them is a kinyan kesef. What happens if the guy doesn't have any money? So the Marsham, based on this Gemara, says that the Meicher, the one selling the chametz, can loan the guy money for the down payment, and with that he could use that for a kinyan kesef. He quotes in addition, the Marash Engel says the same thing, but he bases it on that we find the same halach regarding Prusbel, that where the loiva has no karka, the Prusbel, for the Prusbel, then we're marking the karka over to the loiva. However, he quotes the same Arsham, and he wants to apply it additionally in Simon Kuf Samach Dalad, Subkot and Tesvav, to Hilchos Pidyon HaBen. He quotes the Shuvas Pnei Maven, who says that if the Avi HaBen has no money, then it would not be sufficient for the Kain to loan the Avi HaBen money and then use that money to be paid to the Ben, but rather the Avi HaBen would have to borrow the money from someone else, and then use that money as a demay pinyon and pay back the malva in a different way. But to use the actual money that the kain loaned him and then pay it back to the pinyon would not be a chalais pinyon. Based on this marsham, the Shar Mitzvah B'Halacha wants to say that it would work. Just like our case, we use this for a kinyan kesef. We use the money of the loan for the kinyan kesef. So there would be no problem of the kohen loaning the money to the Avi HaBen, and then the Avi HaBen paying back that, paying the demay, using that money as the demay pinyan. However, l'chayr, the b'kamin machalik between pinyan HaBen and the kinyan kesef, because kinyan merely requires a release and a smichus das. And by saying Pidyon HaBen requires an asina l'kain, whether or not this is considered an asina is questionable, and with Starachi, and whether or not that this really could be applicable. The Stipler wants to use this Gemara to bring out a different point. He quotes the Machane Ephraim, the Stipler in Bava Basra, uses this Gemara to show us the mechanics of how a kinyan works. For example, if someone is exchanging the par and a chamor for 30 kur of chitin, and they were meishich the para, and then the chamor dies, so is the other party obligated to pay the halacha is that the other party is obligated to pay the amount of chitin according to the demay para. The reason for this is because the kinyan has already begun and has already started and has taken effect on whatever the kinyan occurred with. The Stipler says, according to Machane Ephraim, that this is the same concept as found in our Gemara. The halacha is that if someone is ready to be kiyum of Yayin Nesach, and that as well is Isra Hano. For example, if one wants to keep their barrels fresh using Yayin Nesach wine, then that would be prohibited because he's right to Bekiyuma. He wants the Yayin Nesach to be there for his barrels. It's keeping his barrels fresh. So too, Zachter Machane Ephraim, in the case of Rav's agents, when they were pouring the wine into the barrels, if the kinyan only was finished when they finished pouring the wine, if the kinyan did not take place incrementally and it was not chal immediately, so then they would be right to be kiyuma, they would be benefiting from the yayin nesach prior to the gemar hakinyan, in which case the yayin being poured already was already yayin nesach, and the kinyan had not yet happened, and the payment would be for the Meyayin Nesach. Zach the Machane Ephraim, we see from here that immediately when they start pouring, the kinyan already starts and it's completed incrementally, just like the case of the par and the chamor for the 30 kor chitim. Using this Gemara, the Chassam Sofer explains the sequence of psukim in Parshas Toldos. The pasuk says, "Vayom Yaakov yishav li kayayim vayishav aloi vayimkaris becharas li Yaakov." Yaakov first makes Esav make a shvua, and subsequently he sells the bechor, and then after he eats out the shvua from Esav, Yaakov nasan la Esav lechem on zidah doshim vayoychal vayesh vayakam vayilach vayivas Esav esav bechor. Zochtech sam sefer. We know that Yaakov Avinu was cooking Hadashim in order to make a Sudas Havra for Yitzchak, because it was Yom Petiras Avram. So too, the logical conclusion would be that the Shtia was Shtias Yayin for the Avil as well. The Kivan Shayb Mechiras U Yayin, Hutzrach Ligmar HaMechira B'Shvuasai Terim Nasanai Yayin B'n. He would have to first make the shvua and complete the sale, complete the kinyan, over here being the bechor, before giving him the wine. Could have been rabbi but in this nasich, because if Esau will first obtain the wine, that will be nesach. Yeshuv have the bechor to meyayin nesach, and we would not be able to sell the bechor because that will be the meyayin nesach, and that will be the same as our gemara. He can lisu cham lenochrim, so it should first be purchased, and only then should the wine be poured.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.